Celebrating 50 years of broadcasting from the campus of Southeast Missouri State University, you're listening to KRCU, KSEF HD1, and KDMC FM. I'm visiting with Jay Webb, the featured artist for the next Scout Hall Underground Jazz Series performance. Jay, thanks so much for visiting with me this morning.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I understand you're on the East Coast, and how about we take just a moment to talk about what's going on there. You were born in New Jersey, and I guess you strayed far from home and then made your way back.
I did. Originally from North Jersey, about an hour and change from outside of New York City. When you claim that you'll can't wait to get out of New Jersey and that you'll never move back, and then suddenly, you know, you move around and you go to college and this and that, and then suddenly you end up back in New Jersey.
Do you have to make a wish to go back somewhere like the Trevi Fountain, or do you just show up there one day?
No, you know, it just happened one day. It was very odd.
They're the beneficiary of that path. I'm looking over your bio and read, it sounds familiar to a point, a young boy, age 3, who's introduced to the trumpet by his dad at that time. But by the 4th grade, it became apparent that, you know, you really had a gift for this and started participating in a band program.
Yeah. I grew up in a very musical family. My great grandfather on my mom's side of the family was a gifted musician and trumpet player as well. He was an immigrant that came over in Hungary in the early 1900s and then proceeded to create brass bands for community culture and entertainment in Carteret and Perth Amboy, and then later on in Franklin, New Jersey, which is the neighboring town to where I grew up. So it was kind of a destiny, I think, that I picked the trumpet because I was always around it. People would give they knew my father was a trumpet player. They would, if they found a trumpet in the closet, they'd give it to my dad because they knew that he would know what to do with it, or somebody that could benefit from having a trumpet. So yeah, I think it was inevitable that I picked that instrument, to be honest.
The background and the support was there.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Let's take just a minute to give our listeners the specifics about your upcoming Scout Hall appearance. Now, this is happening on Saturday, February 14th, the great Valentine's date night out.
I realized that a couple days ago.
You'll be playing trumpet. I'm not sure about the other ensemble members. I would expect to see Felipe Brito there playing trombone in some capacity.
Yeah. It seems like there's a regular cast of characters that play this gig for these performances that are, you know, within the jazz festival. So it's probably some of the familiar names that you've spoke of previously.
Well, that's wonderful, because we do have some great jazz players around. Doors open, as usual, with this Underground Jazz Series at 7, and the show will start at 7:30. That's at Scout Hall on Broadway in downtown Cape Girardeau, Valentine's night. On the way there, you'll be performing also Friday night for our Clark Terry Phi Mu Alpha Jazz Festival celebration. And that will be in our beautiful Bedell Performance Hall on SEMO's River Campus Friday at 7:30. One of the things that I'm most interested in talking to you about is a current project that you have, the DST Band, a tribute to Doc Severinsen. Did this grow out of hearing recordings, or have you seen him live? Or is this just something that had a special place for you?
I'm going to try and make this as short as possible, because I know we only have a limited amount of time here, and this is not an hour or two radio show, unfortunately. But gosh, where to start? you know, as a kid, I grew up watching, you know, Johnny Carson was on television and the Tonight Show. And I was very young at the time, but I used to beg my parents to stay up just so I could get a glimpse of Doc Severinsen and the Tonight Show band. And for whatever reason, I mean, because I knew, you know, I kind of played the trumpet, obviously, at a very young age. And I was drawn to Doc, I think his personality and his style. And so I begged my parents, and it came to a point where, you know, you can't stay up that late, obviously. So what I would do is I would go to bed, my mom would tuck me in, and I would sneak out of my room. And my parents have this a long hallway that leads a direct shot to the living room and the TV. And I would crawl
on the sly. Listen to this. You would.
Oh, yeah. And I would crawl. There was a bench, which is still there in my parents' house, the same bench. I would crawl, and underneath the bench had these like wooden rungs. And I was so tiny that I would crawl underneath the bench thinking I was hiding from them. And I would, just to get a glimpse of Doc and the band, you know, because Carson would feature the band at least once a night. Playing a full, you know, full song, full tune. And if I could just get a glimpse of that. And every once in a while, I would make it so I could, you know, to the point where the band performed before my mom would catch me and go, "What are you?" You know, my given name is Jason. So anytime somebody says Jason, I flinch and react like, "Oh man, I'm in trouble now."
You have a little PTSD there.
Yeah. Everyone calls me Jay. When I hear Jason, I'm in trouble. Jason, what are you doing out of bed? I just wanted to watch Doc Severinsen. I turn again, you know, it seems like it was just yesterday that this was happening.
But it made a lasting impression. That's the important thing.
It really did, yeah.
Yeah, the band that you've put together for this tribute, were these people who had the same experience hearing him as a child, or are these players more familiar with that style of jazz?
Well, when I recorded, I did three recordings with my band just before the pandemic. And these are longtime friends of mine who I've spent, many of them I've spent a lot of time, a lot of years on the road doing touring gigs, or other studio musicians that I've worked with. And, you know, when I gave them the call, they knew the passion that I had behind the Doc Severinsen project. And the minute that I asked them to go in the studio, they jumped at the opportunity. They studied the music if they weren't familiar with it. But they just knew that it meant the world to me to recreate these recordings. And they all came in and really nailed the session. And I think a testament to that is when you listen to the recordings, it's pretty close to the Tonight Show band and what they and how they recorded it and the sound that they had. It's so iconic, which, you know, in the 80s, I think it was 86, the Tonight Show band won Best Large Jazz Ensemble they won a Grammy that year for some of these recordings. So yeah, I think, you know, everyone that's involved is always, they're really into it and passionate about the project, and I always appreciate it.
Well, I think this may be our segue into your playlist. We know we'll have some great ensemble members, so we can talk a little bit about playlist. I know on the website there's Stardust, I'm Getting Sentimental Over You, and Flying Home. Should we expect to hear some of those?
You are absolutely going to hear a couple of those in addition to St. Louis Blues, Bugle Call Rag, and April in Paris is another one. Now, a couple of those I haven't recorded yet, so these are going to be actually new to me to play live for the first time, so I'm excited about that. And I actually spoke to both ensembles at the university yesterday. I had a short phone call with them, and they seem very enthusiastic and excited about playing these songs as well.
Felipe Brito has these students so pumped about jazz at SEMO. It won't take much to get them excited, because they're always eager to visit with professionals and to find out how they can put themselves in that place before long. And that's one reason why we appreciate him so much. We also appreciate him because he gathers here to Cape Girardeau great musicians such as yourself, Jay Webb. And we look forward so much to your performance once again Saturday, February 14th. That's Valentine's Night out at Scout Hall on Broadway in downtown Cape Girardeau. Doors open at 7 and the show starts at 7:30. Jay, thanks so much for visiting with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me, Mary. Appreciate it.